You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire, smoke, Rodo. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Rodo Experts in the Morning starts now.
Hour number two of the Rodo Experts in the Morning here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Scott Angle's birthday. I can't make fun of him today.
Yes, you can.
It doesn't feel right.
That's one. Shout out to the king. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
And if anybody, you want to give me a birthday gift, go to rotoexperts.com, get your exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. You still have it for your drafts, completely updated rankings. Enter the king at checkout for a special discount. And if you are supporting women's rights, you can get Corey Parsons' package. Enter Chips at Code for a special discount on the exclusive on the Executive Edge package.
A fully updated rankings for the final go around.
There you go.
Let's final countdown. Greg, I got this team that I'm in love with, absolutely in love with it.
It's fantastic.
I love this team that I drafted on July 29th.
That's a long time ago.
I was locked in this one evening. Listen to some of the players on this team, right? This is my starting lineup for week one. Do you mind if I read this off? And I'm very excited about this, Greg. Is this a problem? Do you have something?
Absolutely
did you
not.
Have another way that you
no,
wanted to go
please.
With this, Greg?
Let's hear it.
Scott, are you fine with this?
Go ahead. It's all about
Matt,
you.
Matt, everything is good? All right, here we go. The quarterback is Kirk Cousins.
It's good.
Yep. My running backs for week
How
one.
How many teams in the league?
It's a 12-team. Scott, I don't play in 10-team leagues.
You might play in a 14-team league.
Oh, okay. It's a 12-team league.
Yeah.
it's a 12-team league, Scott.
It's touchy.
This ain't the KISS league. So,
You might have trouble in that.
Isaiah Crowell, Kareem Hunt, Jamison Crowder, Golden Tate, Doug Baldwin, Jimmy Graham, DeSean Jackson, Jeremy Maclin. That's the starting lineup right there.
Solid team.
The Washington Seahawks.
It sounds a little like the first week of June when I did my first online championship.
Yeah.
Cousins, Crowell, Hunt, Hyde, and Beckham, Baldwin, Pryor, Hooper, and the Houston
defense. I love it. On the bench on this team is Ezekiel Elliott. That's crazy.
He may be in the starting lineup.
He might be in the starting lineup. You're right. Deonta Foreman, Ted Ginn Jr., and Danny Amendola, and O.J. Howard is on the bench. Yo, Deonta Foreman? Yeah. He's going to be a thing this year.
Here we go.
He is going to be a thing this year, Deonta Foreman. Mark my word. He's going to take
What's
that
his role
job.
Gonna be?
He's going to be lead running back for the Houston Texans.
I disagree. I believe
I don't see it happening yet. Maybe in 2018.
I think he's going to have a role. I think he's going to
be week or two, what has made you say that Deonta Foreman is going to be a thing?
I've watched extensive highlights.
Maybe you should.
No, but Foreman's going to be a thing. He's a better player than Lamar Miller. And they're going to start, it's going to start off as a timeshare, and they're going to realize, oh, wait a minute, Foreman is better than Miller, and it's going to be more and more Foreman. He's a player. You drafting late this weekend, take him, and you will not regret it.
This weekend's over.
This week, I'm sorry.
There you go.
It's still like a holiday
or
for everybody
this week
else.
And we got some of the
because he ranked Lamar Miller fourth last year and he burned him. That's why he's saying it.
When it happens, Scott and I gonna have him.
Scott and Corey, they mentioned Ted Ginn Jr. We can get into that with Willie Sneed next.
In 2016, Scott Engel predicted an impressive second season from Melvin Gordon. Jake Seeley recommended Jordan Howard. Bobby McMahon forecasted a Jay Ajayi breakthrough. George Kurtz saw a big year coming from Matt Ryan. And Joe Galina picked Rashard Matthews as one of his top sleepers. These predictions turned fantasy owners into champions, and the same crew returns this year with more savvy calls in the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package at rotoexperts.com. Don't miss the calls that create winners. Register now and enter free radio at checkout for a special discount.
All right, Roto Experts, in the morning, we're back here with you.
Ooh, Dalvin Cook gets New Orleans' bum defense to start it off.
But you've been talking about New Orleans' bum defense. But I'll tell you what, they don't have the bum offense, specifically along the offensive line. The offensive line is ranked, I believe, in the top five, according to Pro Football Focus. And that offensive line is going to be something. Because my question to you is, I got to release in just 1 second. The question to you is, how much of a must start Corey is Mark Ingram this week?
How much of a must start is Mark Ingram? It depends on your situation. As an RB2 or flex in the PPR, I definitely would not write him out. But I think you want to see that more or less more as a flex this week, because you want to see what Adrian Peterson and what that offense is going to look like out the gate. I think he'll be an RB2 at some point throughout the course of the season. He's more than likely a flex this week in the PPR. And I probably would say if you can get 9 to 11 points in the PPR from Ingram, I would walk away happy.
Here's one issue. You talk about the offensive line. Their starting left tackle is still holding out and might not be there for the opener. And that's a good Minnesota defense as well. So you know, Mark Ingram is far from any sure thing.
The wide receiver situation in New Orleans is very interesting, very much in flux, because it was just, you know, a week or two ago, we sat here, we were just very confused, or I was. Willie Snead could play into the fourth quarter. That Sean Payton would talk him up and, oh, he hasn't been around, he wanted to get him work. Oh, it just was a personnel thing. Oh, it was this. Oh, it was that. It was always Ted Ginn Jr. as the second wide receiver that, listen, was playing with the starters that was going to the bench when the starters went to the bench. It wasn't Willie Snead. It comes out either Saturday morning or Friday night or something like that, that Willie Snead is going to be suspended for the first 3 games of the season. He had a DUI in the offseason that was not reported. He was suspended for 4 games by the NFL. He appealed, and now it was cut to 3, unbeknownst really to anybody. Mm-hmm. So Willie Snead out for the first 3 games of the season. Now you have to imagine Ted Ginn's going to play every snap, and it's very, very interesting here from a startable perspective at this point.
But here's the thing. I mean, when they line up with the 2 wide receivers, it was going to be most likely Ginn and Thomas, and Snead was the slot guy.
Yes, but when did they line up with 2 wide receivers? They always play 3 wide receivers.
No, I hear you, but look, I'm still interested in Willie Snead. After 3 games, he's going back to a Drew Brees-led offense. He's got great catch percentage. I still think he's a really good receiver. So, you know, maybe he slips down a round or two. In the 14-teamer I did this week, we drafted him in the 6th round, and I was happy to have him. And right now he's on my bench, but I'll be looking forward to putting him in.
Buying opportunity with Willie Snead right now, I definitely agree with that. As far as the situation with the Saints, I think you got to give, you like Ted Ginn Jr. in these early part of the season, because you know that football is going to be flying around out there. As long as he can catch it, he'll be able to put up some nice PPR numbers for you. He might be able to pop the top. Michael Thomas obviously is the go-to guy in the offense. Watch out for Kobe Fleener too.
That
it's going to be interesting to
say.
See how Kobe Fleener starts this year. He got his target share last year. It's just 61% of the targets that went his way were unsuccessful. You feel what I mean? Well, 61% were successful. That number needs to be up more around 70, and then he'll hit value. Second gen in that system, you know what? I don't mind Kobe Flanner. Obviously, you want to see it first on the field, but I wouldn't be scared to put him in the starting lineup this week, Kobe Flanner.
I wouldn't do it just yet, especially against Minnesota. Their safeties are very good. The linebackers are good. I don't like the matchup. To me, you know, Fleener, I've been hearing about him forever. We heard about this in Indianapolis. Opportunity doesn't always lead to production. Me personally, I got to see it in the field. My ranks are updated on rotoexperts.com. He's not in my top 12.
You know, it's interesting because I was thinking exactly what you were, Corey, there. With Snead out of the slot, like, I don't know that Ted Ginn's production really changes at all. I think his position was his position, right? As the Z wide receiver or whatever. That was what it was, whether Willis needs playing or whether he's not. But it is Kobe Fleener whose role will change. He'll line up more in the slot. He'll get more opportunities. He'll get more targets. You know, people are talking about Brandon Coleman right now. I'm not going to fall for the Brandon Coleman thing again. We're done with that. If anybody...
The Brandon Coleman thing is interesting. I'll put a dollar on Brandon Coleman. A dollar. $1.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Why are you falling... Not falling for Coleman, but you're falling for Fleener again.
Because I think Fleener plays a role that is directly affected by Willie Snead. I don't know that Coleman's is, right? Coleman is this taller, bigger, wide receiver that I think should be targeted in the red zone. That would be more of a vertical threat. He doesn't play the same job. He doesn't have the same job on this team that Willie Snead does. I think that Kobe Fleener does. And also, they both look alike with helmets on.
Yeah, they do. You notice that, right?
Yeah. So that's my answer to your question, Scott.
Okay. I'd rather buy into. I'm just not buying into Fleener at all yet.
Man, I mean, you don't have to. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to, Scott. Dude, you know, you you know, you have to put Fab on him a little
bit
later.
Would you start Kobe Fleener this week?
Yeah, I would start Fleener this week.
Would you start him over like Eric Ebron this week?
I have that question.
No, I would start Eric Ebron over Kobe Fleener, but and I had that question on a couple teams too. The thing is, though, we got to make sure Eric Ebron get through a week of practice and that he's not, you know, a game time decision. If he's active, he's going in the lineup. They got a matchup against the Cardinals.
I worry about
this week.
Fleener when he's on the field.
Well, that matchup against the Cardinals isn't actually a good matchup, obviously, with Tyrann Mathieu, the Honey Badger, playing in that hybrid quarterback safety linebacker role. Yeah. Who imagine he's on Ebron? Like that's a tough spot for Eric Ebron. Just saying, I might be interested in Kobe Fleener.
You know, like Corey said, we have to see him practice
that's
the full week.
That's a tough matchup for Fleener, too.
And without Snead, Fleener gets a bump. So, yeah, that is not the slam dunk that we thought it would be week one.
You know, in my cut line team, Jameson Crowder is actually going to be on the bench this week. I'm a beast. Go ahead.
Would you start?
I wanted to say something.
What did you say? Go ahead.
About tight ends. About, you know who DFS tight end this week? Or just make sure you get him in your lineup this week. I think he could go off this week, Jimmy Graham.
Sure, I mean Jimmy Graham is the fourth throw.
No, I feel like he could like go off this week. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah that like Packers a statement defense type is game. Not good. It's not good.
Would you start Kobe Fleener over Hunter Henry this week?
I couldn't do it.
I think I'd go Kobe Fleener. I think he's going to get more volume.
Mr. Hunter Henry?
I think I go Hunter Henry. I think he's going to be more involved than people think. I think he had a fantastic camp. He was one of the best players out there. They raved about him. And this was a guy that was, a 35th pick overall last year. So there was pedigree there. We saw what he could do. So I'd probably go him.
Yeah, I'm not comfortable putting Fleener in my starting lineup to start the season.
Okay.
You must have had him some places last year.
No, I didn't.
He burned you.
I didn't have him at all. I didn't draft him at all last year. I wasn't in on him last year either. It's like, you know, I didn't see it in Indianapolis. I haven't seen it in New Orleans. And I'm not putting my lineup until I see it.
Let me ask you this, Scotty. Well, actually, I'll do that in a moment. Corey, you talked to me, I think it was during the break, that you had this decision with Jerry Macklin, Ted Ginn Jr., and Danny Amendola. And Danny Amendola, his snaps are going to be managed, you're reading. They make this trade for Philip Dorsett, due to the New England Patriots, and here Chris Hogan's going to the slot. Everybody's on Chris Hogan. I have to ask, did you get Chris Hogan at all this weekend?
No, I didn't. I would have liked to gotten Chris Hogan this weekend if the round was right, but it never was. It was still 6-7.
Chris Hogan?
No, I had an opportunity, I think, in the seventh round for one league. I went with Corey Davis. I think Corey Davis in the second half could be somebody that could help me win leagues.
I've said that about Corey Davis, who we're going to talk about in just a few moments. But you know, on Friday or Thursday, you went off a lot about Chris Hogan here, or Wednesday, I think it was actually now, Corey. You went off a lot about Chris Hogan.
Yeah, and I was in my feelings.
I know. Mm-hmm. Now, Hogan may have this opportunity in the slot, which would be huge for him if that ever pans out. But I kind of talked about how I thought Danny Amendola, at his value at his round, was the better pick. Now you read the leaks out of the beat reporters that Amendola's snaps are going to be managed.
Because he's frail.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a shock.
I think one guy we're totally overlooking, especially with the Philip Dorsett trade and everybody, is Malcolm Mitchell. Yeah. Malcolm Mitchell played really well. And he's a guy that I think, you know, could have some relevance. I know everybody's talking about Hogan going to the slot. I think the Patriots are just going to, what's the word I'm looking to? Like, use different players.
Depending on the matchup. Like, to me, Mitchell's like a big downfield guy. Like, but it's like I've been saying all along. You don't replace Edelman with one guy. Tony Sagata said, "Well, they did it. Nobody knew who Edelman and Amendola was." But I just don't believe they have that type of slot guy on the roster right now.
Well, I wouldn't say they don't know who Amendola was. They went out and signed him from the Rams after a couple of good years. So
he said Welker, but you know these guys are like. I don't think there's a Wes Welker or Julian Edelman on the roster. But the Patriots will find other ways.
Obviously, and I think that's why they've been built, of course, through the last few years. Speaking of the Patriots and guys that have been with the team for the last few years, I was surprised they finally cut Brandon Bolden. I mean, he had lasted through year after year after year. Really, he's a special teams guy, the last running back on the roster. And I had said on Friday, I was like, don't be surprised, because Brandon Bolden always makes his team. Don't be surprised that Deion Lewis is the one that was cut. Obviously, he was not. It was Brandon Bolden that was cut. Lewis makes the team, after
Lewis
all.
Is just too talented, and his salary was so low that you really couldn't cut him.
Yeah. Bolden's been around since the Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis era.
Yeah.
credit to Bolden. He had a nice run with the Patriots.
He really did. And he'll probably be back at some point. Yeah. Let's be realistic.
Could happen.
DJ Foster, another running back, is on the end of the depth chart. He signs on the practice squad with New England. Brandon Bolden, DJ Foster, probably next guys up if anything ever happens to James White or Rex Burkhead regularly, or obviously Deion Lewis. Matt, you mentioned a moment ago Corey Davis, how he's going to be a guy that wins you leagues. But can he win you week one? That's the question that's on the table here as we look toward week one coming up this weekend. It's the Roto Experts in the Morning here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
It's the summer, but you can already feel the howl of the winter wind. You don't want to go to the beach. You want to break out that heavy coat and head for the stadium parking lot because nothing makes you feel warmer than football season. But you don't have to wait for the calendar to flip a few times at rotoexperts.com, where fantasy football season has already started. The award-winning team at RotoExperts has you ready for the new campaign with the return of the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package for 2017. Packed with tons of in-depth insights from the industry's top experts, we get you fully prepared for a championship campaign with a deluxe draft package that includes projections, strategy articles, sleepers, busts, a cheat sheet generator, and so much more. And you're guaranteed additional access throughout the regular season. So put your gloves on now, even while it's hot outside, and get into mid-season form. Go to rotoexperts.com and register for the 2017 Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Enter code FREERADIO at checkout for a very special discount.
Seems like a good thing, Corey, that you listen to Matt about Kareem Hunt rather than Scott about Samaje Perine.
Hey, look, I want to make one. I want to make one statement.
Week four, you revised it.
You'll
to.
See.
Week four.
With week one coming up, I just want to make one statement. You know, guys that go off in the first week and guys that do nothing.
Terrence
Ogletree.
You're
going to see Twitter heroes on Sunday.
Kevin Dyson. I mean, Kevin Ogletree.
Kevin Dyson.
Yeah, I was right. This guy was great. This guy sucks.
Kevin Dyson had, like, the fantasy, like, he had this monster game against Cincinnati, did nothing against the rest of the year.
Kevin Dyson had a nice little career. Kevin Ogletree is really the prime example of that.
Yeah, Kevin Ogletree, one hero.
Frisman Jackson.
Who the hell is Frisman
Scott,
Jackson?
Nobody else is 70.
It happens.
Frisman, by the way.
Corey.
Frisman.
Corey.
Who the hell is Frisman Jackson, Scott? Scott, who's Frisman Jackson?
I guess you're getting what senile.
Year?
We
what,
told,
year? What year was Frisman
this
Jackson,
is 3 years
Scott?
Ago.
No really? Way!
This had to be about 3-4 years ago.
I don't remember nobody named Frisman Jackson.
Frisman Jackson.
Corey, you're getting senile. We had this conversation a week and a half ago.
See, I don't know Frisman Jackson.
Frisman Jackson.
Yes, he had this monster game for Cleveland, and we never saw him again.
Week one, 1987.
Kenny from Philly Frisman called in and corroborated this.
Jackson. Let's see. 2000.
He had a monster, like, early season game for the Browns.
All right, so he played for the Browns from 2002 to 2006. That was over 10 years ago.
three or four years ago. Last year, and we won. Like, Frisman Jackson.
Like, what the hell is he talking about?
You should remember this when you were learning from me.
I didn't know you in 06, Scott.
10 years ago.
I didn't know you in 06.
I taught you about
Frisman
these early
Jackson?
Season things.
When you didn't start playing when you fantasy came, until 03. Who the hell is Frisman Jackson?
When you came to me in 2010, you said, teach me, please, Mr. Engel.
So it had to
I said, well, you can't buy into these early season things with little Miss Executive.
I am very interested in this. By the way, Frisman Jackson is now the Titans wide receiver coach.
Oh, how about that? He's coaching Rashard Davis and
Corey
Rashard
Davis and Rashard Matthews.
Good job, Frisman Jackson.
He's
nice
showing
come
a film
up.
Of his one
Yo,
big week.
We need to get Frisman Jackson on the show.
He had one big week in the opener of the season.
Please find out this stat
line. I'm looking for
it.
Here
gotta
it is.
Notice.
I got it.
Week one.
In 2005, this is 12 years ago.
Yeah.
You were like two, right?
That's not an insult. I need to remind you that. That is not an insult.
You've never accomplished nothing yet. That's what I'm saying.
I have a lot more years to come, my friend.
Yeah, all right. We'll win a championship.
I've won many, and I will win.
I'm not talking about against kickball people.
Scott, you talking about you win champ? You win a championship,
my kickball league.
I had 40 championships when I met you. The people in my KISS stuff. League would destroy you.
Would
right?
they?
Yeah. Nobody in your KISS League can't play with me,
please.
Scott.
Matt Fortnow would destroy you.
Matt Fortnow?
Yeah. Guy founded commissioner.com.
Great. Yeah. I found it at kickball.com.
How about that?
What's that?
F him.
F you him. F that's him. All you have?
F Matt Fortnite.
That's all you have?
Yeah. Go ahead, Greg.
Matt Fortnite, here we go. So, who knew he was talking about Frisman Jackson this morning? That's not on the rundown. Frisman Jackson, week one on 9/11 in 2005.
Yeah.
This is a very long time ago. 2005. Yeah. He had 8 receptions for 128 yards and a touchdown.
Wow. He went off.
And he never did anything again.
This was the quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. That was Trent Dilfer. The running back was Reuben Jones. The wide receivers on this team were Frisman Jackson, who had a 68-yard touchdown. Antonio Bryant.
Oh, I remember AB.
Remember Dennis Northcutt?
Yeah, I remember Dennis Northcutt.
Braylon Edwards.
Braylon was the man for a little bit.
And there you go. That was his team.
Yeah.
Josh Cribbs was on this team, too.
Okay, that's the Cleveland Browns.
All Cleveland right. Browns. They lost this game.
Shout out to Frisman Jackson. Clap it up for Frisman Jackson. Week one warrior.
So to me, there were two guys that were on Dallas back-to-back years. Kevin Ogletree, who I think had a nice little year. And then Laurent Robinson, right? Laurent Robinson.
Oh, he was a thing at one point, too. Boy, Laurent Robinson. Yeah.
Kevin Ogletree had a good year as a third wide receiver in Dallas, I think. It was Laurent Robinson that did the same thing Ogletree did the year before and then didn't catch another pass the rest of the year.
Yeah, that was, I remember that
correctly. But speaking of the Titans wide receiver coach, speaking of our guy, Frisman Jackson.
Frizz.
What the hell is his name?
Frizz.
Speaking about the Frizz, Frizz is coaching Corey Davis, and it's been kind of reported, Mike Malarkey and others have said, and maybe Frisman Jackson's been used as a Roto World source now, I don't know. He said Corey Davis is going to be limited here this week in week one. He's back at practice. He's going to be limited in practice, which means I assume he'll be limited in the game on Sunday. Matt, would you start Corey Davis this week?
I would not like to start Corey Davis this week. I mean, if you really didn't have anybody, which I don't understand if you just drafted. For me, he's a guy that I'm going to put on my bench for now. I did reach a little for him in a draft this weekend, but it was for the reasons that I wanted to have him on my bench as a stash and cash player.
Corey Davis is exactly what I wanted to as a stash and cash player. I prefer not to start him as well. But Corey, would you start Rashard Matthews this week?
Oh, I'm if I'm in a situation where Rashard Matthews. Nobody else is really. He's the guy right now. Him and Delanie Walker are the guys in the passing game right now. So yeah, I would start Rashard Matthews if I could this week if I had to. But a lot of my teams, he's going to be on the bench this week because it's more accomplished players ahead of him. Because I was, you know, because like I draft better than 90% of the people out there.
Yeah, no, I'm with you too about Rashard Matthews this week.
Yeah, he goes in my lineup.
Yeah, they're facing the Raiders. You know, the Raiders secondary is very very vulnerable. So you have to.
Yeah,
I have a situation though. What quarterback should I pick up?
Carson Palmer.
Carson Palmer's not on the waiver wire in this.
Sam Bradford. Got the same.
Sam Bradford is the starter, right? But I need a backup because I'm about to cut Tyrod Taylor.
Ooh, you're gonna cut Tyrod Taylor?
What backups are better? You know Tyrod's gonna rush for a lot of yards regardless.
I'm looking at Jay Cutler and Brian Hoyer and Deshaun Kaiser.
I could do those guys over Tyrod.
I could do those guys over Tyrod.
Yeah. I know Tyrod lost Watkins, but he's still going to run for a lot of yardage. And you're just talking a backup here, too.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
The starter is Sam Bradford, so this is going to be a situation where I stream.
Why Bradford is your starter over Brian Hoyer?
I don't know. Sam Bradford got more weapons than his
Sam
offer.
Bradford
Sam Bradford
faces the Saints.
And Sam Bradford has one of the easiest.
But I'm going
to be Tyrod faces the Jets.
But Sam Bradford this season, based on previous schedule, has like one of the most quarterback friendly schedules.
Okay. I'm not comfortable with him as my every week starter.
I want to
stream. So who's the best? Like, should I just stream with Tyrod and Bradford? Or should I do the dreaded carry three quarterbacks and get like a Cutler or a Hoyer?
If I were to do that, I would get Kaiser. Because the rushing yardage is there, and he'll gun it. You know, he won't have a conscience about gunning it. He'll throw it downfield. You know,
you changed your line on Kaiser since when?
I haven't. No, I've been a supporter of Kaiser.
You've been a Kaiser supporter. Okay,
yeah, the whole time.
Yeah, you're getting old.
Yeah, Scott,
yeah, you are.
That's
but I would actually,
another reason for that, Scott.
I would actually. Excuse me, ma'am. I would actually probably carry Taylor and Kaiser over Bradford.
Really?
Yeah, I would.
I don't think I'd go that far. I think Bradford has a nice opportunity here. He's got pieces in that passing game, and Matt will tell you about the stats of how he performed down the stretch last year. So, no, Bradford is going to stay
there.
Yeah,
but he also had, like, the lowest, like, you know, yards per attempt. Yeah, you know, like 7 yards per attempt.
I get it.
Yes.
That, he's efficient. This year.
The offense changed. You can't be looking. This was a guy that came in, like, it was a year ago this weekend that he got traded to the Vikings.
I'm not going
to
drop
Tyrod. He's had the offseason. They changed offensive coordinators. They have a lot of nice pieces. I know the offensive line still isn't great or anything
like
that.
They made some moves to improve it.
They did kind of improve it. But you got Cook. You got Diggs. You got Thielen. You got Rudolph. If you like all these players, how don't you like Bradford?
Well, look, to me, I think Bradford's going to be a better NFL quarterback than a fantasy quarterback. I think that offense is going to be efficient more than it is explosive. If you're talking fantasy, I'd rather have the upside of Kaiser for the rushing yardage and the strong arm.
It's interesting to talk about quarterbacks. I'm in a dilemma also because I own 3 quarterbacks in the league right now. I don't want to.
I don't like having 3 quarterbacks on my roster. That's very, very bad.
I hate it. I hate it. It's horrible. It's horrible management. And I own it's just because I own Andrew Luck. So I own Luck. And I had Eli. But I also didn't know I wanted to start Carson Palmer this week. So I own Eli, I own Palmer, and I own Luck. Which direction should I go in this week?
You got Eli against Dallas' secondary. I kind of like that.
And then Palmer against Detroit's secondary.
I'm going to take Eli.
You go Eli.
I like those receivers against that secondary.
Eli's gonna have,
I'm worried about how many opportunities Eli going to have because Dallas going to slow the game
then again,
down.
Then again, Palmer's going to have the ball off a lot. I don't know. Eli's going to throw every play.
Huh? That's
do a dump off pass to David Johnson.
Yeah, I don't know with Dallas. And I'm just saying this. That's a really good Giants defense. They might not have their way against that defense.
No, it's a good defense. But
that's how they play.
That's their game.
They're going to lead the NFL in time of possession.
Well, what I'm saying is I don't know if they can impose their will against that defense. The Giants...
They can go 3 and out, but they're still going to take 3 minutes off
Corey,
the clock.
Corey, you're not being objective, though. I get it.
But once again,
you don't watch football.
I watched the Dallas defense. They're going to be pretty bad.
A good point. As of today, I'd start Palmer. Let's see about Odell. If Odell plays, I'd change.
Yeah, if Odell plays, I definitely play Eli.
Thank you, man.
The problem is you might not know that.
Yeah,
As of Monday.
All right. Like I said,
Odell plays definitely.
I own both quarterbacks right now. I don't have to make a decision until Sunday morning, but it's a decision I'm definitely going to have to make, of course, at some point. And speaking of quarterbacks, I got to ask you this, Scott, and I want your honest answer. Why haven't the Seahawks signed Colin Kaepernick yet? Seriously,
thinking about that. You know what? The league doesn't want controversy. You look at the whole Ezekiel Elliott situation. The league does not want controversy. Okay? They don't want to rock the boat. I don't think the league wants anybody to sign Colin Kaepernick.
So you agree it's collusion?
Yes, I do.
The owners are colluding against one of the employees.
I really do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, this could be...
I think the Seahawks want to sign Colin Kaepernick, but they're not being allowed to.
I'll give you one thing.
I know why they're not signing them.
I'll give you one. I know what you're going to say.
That's ridiculous.
I'll give you one thing. Veteran salaries become guaranteed if you sign them before week one. If they sign Colin Kaepernick next Monday after week one is over, they don't get to guarantee him anything. Nothing.
I'd like to see that happen.
Could happen.
So we could see that, because I can't imagine this team going with Austin Davis as a number two.
I would like to see it happen. It'd be a good backup.
All right, we're going to come back. And when we do, I want to hear more about Matt and Corey's team and Scott's team, of course, from over the weekend, who they wound up getting, who they didn't, who they passed on. This is the Roto Experts of the Morning, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Quarterback to receiver hookups, running back depth analysis, rookie values in dynasty leagues, deep sleepers, training camp battles. These are just a few of the in-depth features you will find inside the 2017 RotoExperts.com Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. And it's power-packed with so much more, including fully sortable player projections and a custom cheat sheet generator. Plus, you get a full year of in-season coverage as a bonus. Get the Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package now at RotoExperts.com. Enter free radio at checkout for your special discount.
We are back here on the Roto Experts in the morning. And remember, Fantasy Factor is running another NFL Survivor contest. $1,000, winner take all. We're going to get a Survivor a little bit later on this week in the show. Because week one is tough, man. Week one is always tough. I don't know what to do. I'm always excited for the Scott Angle Survivor Power Rankings. One of my favorite things we do during the week. So we're going to get into that later on. So the Scott Angle Survivor Power Rankings coming up later this week. Remember, FantasyFactor.com. It's free to enter. Sign up. Make your pick each week. The last man standing takes home a cool grand. Someone's going to win $1,000. It might as well be you. Fantasy Factor is the only DFS site that is exclusively single entry contest. www.fantasyfactor.com. Sign up now. Win $1,000 for free. So, another piece of note that is now official, Corey Parson, is that Martavis Bryant has been reinstated by the NFL. He passed the final piss test.
Yeah. Yeah, he passed the final screening. So now he's in the lineup. He's good to go. Everybody says he looked great in practice, bulked up a little bit. What if I told you? That on Friday afternoon, Martavis Bryant ended up on my team.
Okay.
What? As a wide receiver 3.
Okay.
As wide receiver 14 overall off the board.
Wide receiver 14 overall off the board. It's very interesting. Very, very interesting.
I kind of felt like the mouse in the house after I did that. But I wanted him real bad, and I don't have him nowhere.
Who was still on the board that you passed on?
Huh?
Who was
one of my guys, Demaryius Thomas.
Is Terrell Pryor still on the board?
Huh?
Is Terrell Pryor still on the board?
Terrell Pryor was on the board.
Of course he was.
But no, Terrell Pryor was off. Terrell Pryor was gone. Terrell Pryor had went earlier in the round, and I was considering Pryor.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So Devontae Adams, your boy, is on the board.
But you know my thing with Devontae Adams. Uh-huh. I was off Adams because he's on 60% of my teams.
Nuk Hopkins is on the board.
Hopkins was on the board.
Mm-hmm. Golden Tate's on the board.
I love Golden Tate.
Jameson Crowder's on the board.
I figured I could have got Crowder on the way back.
Did you?
No.
You make the move and you draft Martavis Bryant as the 14th wide receiver. That's T.Y. Hilton on the board.
No, he wasn't. He was on my team.
Yep.
Listen, if I'm going to go for it, I'm going to go all the way in. Martavis, listen, Hilton, you played a long game with Hilton. When Hilton gets rolling, I'm going to have A.J. Green and T.Y. Hilton. I'm going to have two wide receiver ones. I'm going to have two top.
Is this a league where they get bonus for yardages?
No.
Because that would be great, like a great combination later in the season. Have Green, Hilton, and Bryant. Guys, two guys really take the
this
top off the defense.
This
is the primetime team. It's not a race. It's a marathon.
It's a marathon.
It's not a race. It's a marathon.
Sprint is what you're looking for.
It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. Thank you, Greg.
You used to say it the right way a few years ago.
No, I'm sorry, Frisman.
Speaking of Frisman, 844-843-6879.
Kenny! Hey, anytime you're digging in the creek and you get a Frisman Jackson reference and my name come up, oh my gosh. Scott, you're digging in the creek, buddy.
There you go.
You're digging in the creek. Hey, y'all, we here. Y'all, we down to the meat and potatoes. It's almost time. I can't freaking wait, y'all. Can't freaking wait.
We have arrived, my man. We have arrived. It is week one. We are there. It is week one.
What a long, strange trip it's been.
Oh,
it really has.
We'll highlight the word long.
Let me run through my points real quick here. You're crazy if you don't think AP is not getting in the end zone on a Monday night.
I can see him scoring.
Yeah, me too.
I can see him scoring. He might have three carries for 3 yards and a touchdown.
Revenge game, Scotty. Revenge game, baby.
It is. I can see him getting in the end zone. You know, there was extensive interview.
Extensive interview
with the New Orleans paper, and just like he's so fired up about. You know, he openly admitted, he said, I want to stick it to them.
And every other team.
No, he said it more than them. He wants to stick it to them more.
You guys intercept the Seahawks trade and the new news on Zeke about the two abortions and all that.
What was the news on Zeke?
Yeah, some news came out that they supposedly had two abortions and she tried to get pregnant or something, so it made it seem like he's trying to get back at him with these allegations and stuff. You guys didn't hear that overnight?
No, I have not heard that. I'll have to look into that and see if that's not rumor or not. Just saying.
I'm looking at
watching Kenny's watching TMZ.
Let me get into the Seahawks trade, Scotty. Let's do that with you because you had texted me over the weekend, or you called me rather, yeah. Friday, being like, I called it, as he was all excited about the Jermaine Curse for Sheldon Richardson trade. And then you wondered why we didn't mention you on the Fantasy BFF YouTube Live. And then you were just like, wait, that was selfish, that was stupid, I apologize. So, Scott, great trade for Seattle, giving up the draft pick. Really, forget Jermaine Curse, they give up the draft pick and go get Sheldon Richardson. What did you think of the trade?
I think, and then they cut a Ty Rubin, too, who was like one of their leaders against the run last year. This makes a terrific defensive line even better. And, you know, what they really want out of the defensive line is depth. So, you know, and when you're looking at it from a fantasy perspective, you know, Maddie and I were talking about it before the show. You know, this is an elite fantasy defense again. And you can probably roll it about against anybody that they play because they're very, very strong at every single level of the defense. And, you know, it's almost like they're matchup proof.
It feels that. I mean, it feels that way. We're going to find out if they're matchup proof on Sunday, basically.
Yeah, I mean, but you probably didn't draft two defenses.
Probably not.
Yeah.
If you have the Seattle defense,
you got to play.
You're happy you have them. Into, you know, you got to face the Packers, but.
You have to play them. You know, I don't know if Green Bay is going to be able to run the ball. Look, if you're not going to keep Aaron Rodgers off the scoreboard, but there could be turnovers, and with that defensive line, there's certainly going to be sacks.
Yeah, obviously so.
Because that's what you look for. You look for sacks, and you look for turnovers, and they're very capable of it against any opponent.
Do you believe, Matt, that Jermaine Curse will have any fantasy value with the Jets?
I mean, not really. I mean, it's not a guy that I'm drafting. I think Robbie Anderson's the one guy I'd take a flyer on, but I really don't want any. The only guy in the Jets I really would have any interest in is Bilal Powell.
I can't even convince you Wendell Tye the first 2 weeks?
No. I mean, Austin Seferian Jenkins, I get it.
When he comes back.
He should see some stuff. But as of right now, the only guy that I would take a shot on in fantasy, I think it's really a team you want to avoid. Bilal Powell has been that good that he's still on my radar.
Yeah, Corey, I'm much more interested in the Ravens than I am the New York Jets.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate because the Ravens is not much to look at either. You feel what I'm saying?
So. No.
Just a situation where if you cross your fingers.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If you're still doing a draft this week, I know there's a couple of days before kickoff. Some leagues will give you that first Thursday night for free, and you can set it later. You can set it on Sunday. Danny Woodhead is becoming a hell of a value. I will say that. I guess because he had the hamstring injury and stuff. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I don't think – I agree with Corey. The pass attempts are probably going to get scaled back with the new OC there. Who is it? Greg Roman, who traditionally
– run the football.
Yeah. But he's still going to dump off passes, and Woodhead, when on the field, is going
to
produce.
Everybody say like Roman likes to run the ball, but he's got Terrence West to run the ball. So, you know, that's – to your point about Woodhead – you know, it's almost like the Lions last year when they really didn't have anybody run the ball, or we've seen even with New England in the past. You use that flat
passing game.
That flat passing game is the run, extension of the run, and that's what they can do with Woodhead when he's in there.
See what Roman does, Greg. I don't think he's the OC. I think he's like an offensive specialist. So I don't know how much of the game plan that he's going to be in charge of.
I thought he was promoted offensive coordinator.
Was he?
It does say senior offensive assistant. He's senior offensive assistant and tight ends coach.
Yeah, so when they ain't got no tight ends to coach, so he's a senior offensive assistant.
So we have room for you to do that.
Much,
yes.
How much of the game plan is that going to, you know, is he going to incorporate more of him and Anthony Lynn's scheme to that situation, or are they going to be more like what they were last year, which is their offense is not going to be good. That's the bottom line.
The offensive coordinator, I believe, is still Marty Morningweg.
Well, Marty Warner may going to want to fling it.
Mm-hmm. He's going to want to fling it for sure.
They might not have no choice but to fling it and throw flat and short passes to the running back.
Yeah, I mean, I can see them using the short passing game as a complement to their running game. Like, you know,
Terrence West he's going to score 6 and 12 points here and there because when they do get in the red zone, he's going to punch it in.
I'm worried about his health. I do. He played legit. 16. He played 16 last year. He's not going to play 16 this
about,
year.
I worry about both running backs' health.
Yeah, you're right. This is true.
Some more than others, though. Yeah, Corey has
there,
a good
there
point.
May be a Buck Allen week.
Yeah, it's going to be a Buck.
It's going to be a Buck Allen week.
At some point this season, you're going to call him and be like, should I pick up Buck Allen? And I'm going to be like, oh, God.
Yeah. should I some point, it'll be like, should I start Buck Allen or Breida?
Probably tell you Breida, to be honest.
Yeah. Hopefully not save Carl Sager.
And the caller going to be Scott.
I'm not a caller. I was here before you were.
Yes, you were, yeah. Scott.
Yes, yeah. you were, in fact, here before Corey was. That's a fact. Yeah. Hey, Matt, who was the guy that you drafted that most surprised you this week that you never thought would end up on your teams?
Guy that surprised me. I got CJ Anderson before the weekend, but that was a guy. But CJ Anderson has just fallen so far that I thought he was worth it. Surprise
people
aren't
even
player.
Drafting Booker anymore.
I gotta see. I did get Samaje Perine in a spot, and I do think in deeper leagues he's worth a stash. I'm kind of with Scott on
deeper
that.
Leagues. He's gonna start week four. That's a shallow.
But
league.
Look, I drafted Rob Kelly last year, and then I cut him because I had some injuries and stuff. And then Rob Kelly went on to be the starting running back of the Redskins. So let's things change in a hurry in the NFL.
Mike Will made it.
Look at Kareem Hunt. What happened with him?
No question about it. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to find out from the other side, Mr. CP, who was the most surprising player he drafted this weekend. Then we'll go to Scott as well. This is the Roto Experts in the Morning here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In 2016, Scott Engel predicted an impressive second season from Melvin Gordon. Jake Seeley recommended Jordan Howard. Bobby McMahon forecasted a Jay Ajayi breakthrough. George Kurtz saw a big year coming from Matt Ryan. And Joe Galina picked Rishard Matthews as one of his top sleepers. These predictions turned fantasy owners into champions, and the same crew returns this year with more savvy calls in the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package at rotoexperts.com. Don't miss the calls that create winners. Register now and enter free radio at checkout for a special discount.
.  And I'm going to join into the program today. That's why we go out to you and Trucker Rick. What up, Chuck?
Rick, what is good with
What's
you?
What's up?
What up?
Hey, Scotty, Greg, and Corey, what's up, my man? I got to call. To be the best, you got to call the best.
Woo!
What's up, my man? Long time no talk. You know not to spend any of your fab in the Gentleman's Club this year.
Absolutely. You know, last time, because SiriusXM, I had you guys for years, and then, of course, I went local, and I don't have SiriusXM anymore.
Now you can listen to us for free.
Oh, my God. And I got you guys, after I ask you this question, talk to me about this this package. Do you guys do matchups, like, every week? Do you guys do, if I buy your package, do you guys do matchups every week as to who to start?
Yes, we got lineup rankings and matchup breakdowns.
Beautiful. Okay, I'm gonna get on that.
Make sure when you do, hey Rick, when you do
promo code SUSMANIA.
Use SUSMANIA when you check out rotoexperts.com/bigdeal. You get money off. Don't buy the package without using that code.
And
that'd
they'll
be
give
stupid.
And they'll give Sussman a nickel.
Yeah.
What's the code? What's the code I use? Free radio or something?
SUSMANIA. SUSSMANIA. SUSMANIA, and that's for the college fund. For Greg Sussman's yet to be produced children.
Yes.
Baby boat shoes.
Cool. Hey, check this out, man. I got an issue because after I drafted, Cameron Meredith went down and Willie Snead got freaking busted and all this stuff. Anyways, here's my problem with the flex. Do I go Terrell Williams or Cooper Kupp or Kendall Wright? And the reason why I'm saying Kendall Wright, I heard that the OC in him, he had a great year with the OC he has, and he's in that slot now. And I'm looking at the under-over, 51.5, and the spread's only 6. So Chicago's going to score. Who the hell's going to score? Is Kendall Wright? Do I go Kendall Wright, Terrell Williams, or who the heck is the other one? Oh, Cooper Kupp on the flex.
There you go. The question is yours, Scott Engel.
I don't think it's going to be Kendall Wright. I think that Atlanta defense is much better than to give it credit for. And if he's the number one receiver, they might have Marcus Trufant shadow him And, you know, there's other good guys in the secondary. And then with
the Cooper Kupp's got the Colts this week.
Yeah, Cooper Kupp's got the Colts. And then you look at San Diego. They got Denver. I got to go Cooper Kupp. I think he's gonna make some noise right away.
So that might help, right?
Yep.
There you go. For more of that fantastic information, check out the RotoExperts exclusive Edge package. It's RotoExperts.com/bigdeal. You sus mania when you check out, and you get money off. So it'd be silly not to do such thing. Also, by the way, speaking of we're giving away stuff, let's give away some money at mybookie.ag, because when you have the ability, now, Matt, you were talking about it a little while ago.
Yeah, no, I should have. Me and Corey were mentioning it, and I was saying don't bet against Saban week one. He's going to want to make a statement. Should have put some money down on my bookie.
That, yeah, no, I feel you. And I would have went the other way, so I would have lost because I would have had State. But I just messed up the kid, Francois. I tore up his patella.
Yeah, that's bad. What a great name he's got.
Devondre Francois. He must be Haitian. So, because that's the French. So, that game changed in like a 3-minute span. And you know what I'm saying? That 3 to 4 minute span really put them behind the eight ball in that one. But Bama, you know, Bama's dominant. That's what they do. So, but I still think, well, they're going with a true freshman now, FSU, so it's going to be tough for them to get back in it.
Yeah, it is. And if you want to bet against FSU, you should do it at mybookie.ag. They've been in the business for years. Their rep's awesome. And they do 100% cash bonuses. So right off the bat, you're making money for doing absolutely nothing. They have the fastest payouts. Just 2 business days. It's awesome. You put it in, you get your money back 2 days later. You know who's going to win. Lay down some cash and win big. We would only recommend this if we knew, you know, it was real. It was true. We do. We've done it. That's how we can promise you it is real. We're urging you to go to mybookie.ag. You win, they pay. And, of course, as soon as Francois went down, we could put a couple of shekels right there on Alabama because they have live in-game betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business. Join now, mybookie.ag, and that will match your deposit. That's a 100% bonus. Use promo code RUNOEXPERTS to activate the offer. Mybookie.ag. You play, you win, you get paid. When we come back, we hit it all again. Hour number 3 on the RUNOEXPERTS in the morning comes your way. Next.